Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. Oh, shit. I'm off. Fuck it. I'm fucking up. I had you guys waiting. I know you thought I wasn't coming, but shit, I got shit going on, man, behind the scenes that you don't know nothing about. But I got a lot of shit I want to talk about. I got shit I want to talk about that I've been talking about that we ain't got all the way clear. But truth, that's what I want to talk about, telling the motherfucking truth. It just simply amazed me what people still make themselves think. Some of the shit motherfuckers be thinking is bordering on being delusional. I don't know about you, but do you think it's weird motherfuckers need to make themselves believe they got enough, you know, abadabra wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and accept that they still coming home alone? Do you think that's weird? I mean, it may have been several years ago, but you lied when you told yourself you don't change. You're still, not you, but most of you motherfuckers, or most of the motherfuckers you know, is still living that fantasy life of pornography. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you, but ain't no motherfucking bitch coming to your goddamn front door selling cookies, and you end up fucking her every which way but loose. Because that's what porno make you think. This motherfucker coming to fix your cable, just in the jug you to death. What I'm saying is, I think it's strange. Grown-ass men rely on fantasy instead of learning how to use their personal or physical assets to win. I think that's strange. I don't know about you, and I ain't gonna say you're strange. I'm just gonna think, it's just strange. Fantasy or lying to yourself is so real to some of you motherfuckers that you even get on social media and brag about the evening you had. Except you don't tell them it was with a motherfucking blow-up doll. I don't understand what's keeping you from enrolling in SWU, is what I'm saying. In November, you know my birthday is in November. I'm going to have an early enrollment for January's semester. And hopefully you understand that's my gift, part of my gift to you. You're supposed to be giving me gifts on my birthday. But the gift you would be giving me is that you're taking care of yourself. You want to improve yourself. And that birthday gift is going to be a reduced fee for enrollment. Dig that. Now, there's some people, you know, who need me to run their ass over with my Mack truck. You know, I drive a Mack truck exclusively at night when the stars aren't out and the moon is sort of hidden. There's only quarter moon. The street lights are fucked up. But what I'm saying is, I be speeding. And I be driving through residential areas in my Mack truck, speeding with no lights, no stars, nothing for me to see. Get in my motherfucking way if you want to. Get in my motherfucking way if you want to, because my brakes don't work either. And I ain't had a wreck in 12 years. Because if what you motherfuckers are doing made any sense at all, you wouldn't be without a goddamn girlfriend. You wouldn't be without some bitch that you can call and kick it with. You just wouldn't be. Excuse me. You should see that the pointers you get from these fucking wise-ass gurus you listen to, that shit ain't working. You should see that. When will it hit you? Your fucking time is running out. You're going to end up being a trick who spends his money on fucking hoes. If you ain't already doing it. This should be criminal. I think this should be criminal to knowingly know there's a way for you to learn the ins and outs of relationships, and you don't take advantage of it. See, you're turning your back on all of us, which name them, is just me, Tay, maybe another motherfucker, who's looking out for you. Any motherfuckers who knowingly ignore self-improvement deserves to have little or no confidence. You'd expect a young man in search of his path forward would want to be able to recognize his shortcomings to improve his chances of finding his pleasures. How you gonna get to your pleasures if you don't see what's keeping you from them? I can't understand why motherfuckers are still following the loser idea of these foolish motherfuckers who spout off these surefire ways to get a bitch. All right. Enough about that goddamn shit. On a brighter note, can we agree? I can only go by what you put as your contact information to get you what you pay for. Can we agree on that? Hopefully you say yes. Because am I supposed to know you're ordering from one email and you want me to send your purchase material to another one? And when it don't come to that one you think it's supposed to come to, you complain to PayPal that I'm ripping you off? It's just a good thing I got a multi-year history with PayPal. And on 5 different occasions, I've had complaints. This is over 15 years. And each one of them goddamn complaints was resolved in my favor. And now they just simply take the complaint and hit me about it. And as long as I can show them that I sent you what you ordered, I'm protected. And the reason being, they know I'm sending electronic files. PayPal know about people ordering e-files, then asking for their money back after they didn't copy them. I'm protected. Because, shit, one complaint every 3 years, that ain't shit for me. Some motherfuckers are made for my shit. You know, and they start seeing it when they put in part 1 of 1.0. So check again. People have been listening to my shit for years. And they're finally, but they're finally understanding. They're finally getting what the course is about. Spitting the truth will catch you many motherfucking bitches. Not just any bitch. But when you spit the truth and you catch that bitch gonna be cool with what the fuck you got to say out your mouth. What I'm saying is, goddamn, why would you keep chasing the motherfucker that don't like what you're saying? shit is the same. I realized long ago most women will run from what, you know, I say out of my mouth. They just will. Most bitches will hurry the fuck up and get the fuck out the way when they see that I ain't about the bullshit. But here's the key. The few who don't, you gotta understand, the few who don't, they end up being the ones I be having for years. They be waiting on me hand and foot. I be doing whatever for them. We be having a relationship. But I like that they'll do anything for a nigga. That's why I fuck with damn near bitches in 1 week. If you don't fuck with enough, how you gonna get the few that don't like you? How you gonna get the few that do like you? Because if you don't fuck with enough, you ain't gonna see that. Damn near bitches don't like me. If you only fuck with one bitch, that bitch don't like you, then you think bitches don't like you. That's stupid. No. Hell of bitches got to tell me they don't want to hear what the fuck I'm saying. And I still ain't caring. Now, my percentage. Let's see. If I have 0.5% of the bitches I spoke to, I would be doing good. 216, what's up?
What's going on, Rob?
Nothing. What's happening? Come out.
Man, I value everything, like a lot of stuff you be saying. And like I know I need to be in your school, cause this is like,
bro, come on, what's your
name? Yeah, I'm trying to save up my money. I'm saying like, see, I'm trying to better myself, man, and like,
wait, stop! How are you gonna better yourself and you can't even talk? How are you going to do that?
I mean,
why don't you first start knowing what the fuck you want to say and say it?
Okay.
Hey, you guys. See, I don't fuck with no shit like this, man. Dude, you take me wasting my time. When you talk to motherfuckers and they can't talk, whatever they saying is they lying. They only telling you part of what the fuck you want to hear. This motherfucker is think he playing with me. Look, motherfucker, if you want to ask me something, ask it. And quit all that bullshit. Now, come on.
Shit, man, I ain't trying to ask you nothing. I'm just letting you know how much.
Look, nigga, say what the fuck you want to say then.
I need your motherfucking purse. Shit,
well,
I'm saving up my money trying to. Right, I'm saving up my money. I'm just letting you know. It's been a lot of times where.
Bro, you ain't letting me know nothing.
Wait.
Now you're starting to talk. But before, you was just, whatever the fuck, man. Who in the fuck want to listen to that bullshit?
I agree.
Do what you're doing now.
I know.
Say what you want.
I know my flaws. I know the shit that I be doing that's not right. Shit, I was just on the bus. It was just a female on the bus that was in front of me. I was thinking about talking to her. I know how I get when I
What does that have to do with what you're ultimately saying? Because I would like to get to the fucking point.
I just wanted to let you know I'm on my way. Shit, I'm saving my money and I'm trying to get in that motherfucking course.
Listen to me. That's part of why you experiencing what you're experiencing. You could have said that shit at first, but instead you want to run around the corner. You want to hide behind this fucking car. You want to just use all this bullshit to talk when you could have said what you just said at first. Couldn't you?
Yeah, you're right. Could have said that. Yeah.
Hey, bro, I'm just letting you know how much I can help your fucking ass. That's all I'm doing, because you don't even know what you be doing. Like, none of you motherfuckers.
See, I didn't
bother. Bro,
I didn't
bother
definitely, yo.
Hey, relax and do whatever you're going to do to get to this motherfucking school. That's all I got to say, because you can stand it. Hey, so I got, you know, I ain't trying to hear shit, man. You know, I could tell when somebody's serious. My fucking point that you ain't really realizing is what I think is why I do what I do. I know hella bitch is going to tell me no. Let's say it's 100. Hella is 100. And I know out of that 100, a few of them going to say yeah. So what do? Talk to one bitch a day? And it take me 100 days? Or I talk to two bitches a day? It takes me 50 days? I talk to five bitches a day? And it take me 20 days? Or I talk to 10 bitches a day? And it take me 10 days to get that no? I mean, excuse me. I'm getting all them no's, and I'm looking for that yes. Fuck, hell no, I'm talking to 100 bitches in one day. 2 days at the most. And I'm fucking getting my motherfucking few yeses within them days. Because out of 100, a few of them going to say yes. Why take 100 days? Why take 100 days to talk to 100 women? Like you motherfuckers do. Why take 100 days to speak to 100 women? Shit. There's no sense in what the fuck you do. The odds, numbers, everything is, statistics, every fucking thing is against what the fuck you do. But you still run around doing it because these fools on these goddamn YouTube is telling you that you should do this. You should do that. And if the bitch don't do as you say, don't calm on her. Oh, my goodness. I haven't even actually say some shit like that. Man, when they don't do what I say, I just don't come. Okay. Why the fuck you fuck her if you know she ain't did what you say? Then you ain't gonna come. The fuck you fucking bitch fuck? If you ain't gonna come. That's stupid. You don't treat yourself like that. You get what you want. And then you deny giving that bitch. Well, she wasn't out of bitch and I didn't want the nut from you. But if that's the case, I ain't losing. So I'm saying, when I get it, can you do this for me? You know, and I do that shit, I'm losing. So nah, I can't do shit. I just can't do shit. Period. Unless everything is done for me. And I'm telling you, you know, you probably need some motherfucking money to enroll in the sidewalk university and can't afford $1,500 a month. That's where I work with you. And if you're a man of your word, you can enroll with the payment plan, which is $500 on the first of each month of the fucking semester. Now, it can be you getting this game, especially since it's under $1,500 for 3 months of schooling. I don't know what that ends up being, but it's less than like It might be $10 a day, $15 a day. I don't know if I can know. But I'm saying I put my shit out there, no matter what the cost is to me. I put it out there. And all I know is I'm down and dirty about this motherfucking Abadabra that I represent. You know, I always come through with what I say, which is why this motherfucking game I spit always come through for me. You remember, be true to the game be true to you. Being true to the game have its own rewards. And if you're looking for some kind of reward for being true, you're not being true. The only reward you should look for is having more of this Abadabra I'll be spitting, period. That's the only reward. That's the only reward I look for. That's the only reward I got. And that's the only reward I'm getting. Because I know the full circle of the game, it will take care of you. Shit. And I win because of that. That's why I stay down. If you work hard for your benefit, shit, you'll see a difference. Because I slaved for my goddamn benefit. It's when you don't do shit. You know, you just want shit and you just wait for the shit. That's when you don't get it or you don't do it. Get off of that motherfucking treadmill of forever trying but failing to be noticed. Oh yeah, I wanted to be noticed in my life. Even when I was a kid, I wanted to be noticed. Shit. That's why I made my name Soul Man when I was, I don't know, I think I was Soul Man in like in the fourth or fifth grade. And then the Soul Man stopped working, that's when I became Rosebud. Anything but motherfucking John Dixon. Shit. 2022 gonna end, and as I did last year, I'm doing again this year. And you know what that is? I'm giving your motherfucking ass a chance to say what you've done this year. Every year, people make resolutions. And I hope you one of the motherfuckers that kept yours, and I want to hear it. People need to hear. Resolutions are not bullshit. Some people keep their resolutions. I do. Even if you don't list some of the things you accomplished this year. Holla if you did accomplish something. But you know I'm going to ask you, what did you accomplish? So, shit. Don't just say you accomplished something. Call in. Let me hear what you accomplished. You know, I, a lot of people don't want to boast about their shit because it makes them a target. I've been a target all my life. I know how to recognize what or who to take seriously. Shit. People who hide out behind the computer are what motherfucker promotes other motherfuckers to check my shit out. Because you'd be talking and they'd be then heard some shit I said. Then you'd listen to the bullshit you said. Listen, you know, I'm going to check Rosebud out. Yeah. That's why in 2023, trolls, haters, and every other motherfucker who don't really like me will have a lot to talk about. Troll my school, troll my videos, troll my books, troll whatever I do, because most fools who live behind their goddamn computer screen, trolls, don't have a life of their own. Now, I should get probably more than 200 comments on this shit. This is a lot of fucking trolls. But they just come at. They come at my motherfucking ass. Whenever I be on a video and say some shit, you know, that ain't really cool. But I'll tell you this, you know, trolls mentioned how much I promote drug use. You drug use it all, motherfucker. And I'm, what the fuck is this motherfucker talking about? I don't use no drugs. But they were saying, I be drinking, and I be motherfucking smoking weed is promoting drug use. Not only agree with that, but believe this. That's why you don't see me drinking on my videos no more. Because I ain't trying to promote no motherfucking drug use. But not smoking some weed. If that's smoking drug use, if that's promoting drug use, that's because you was going to be a drug addict any motherfucking way. The only thing we do is put you in an environment to where you can run into that other shit. Because if you went to an environment where you just buy weed, none of that other shit is there, and you ain't never finna go find that shit, and you're going to be smoking hella weed. See, they be lying when they come out weed is the gateway drug. That's just so that they can make everything one. But that is not what kind of it is. Because I don't use drugs. But I surely smoked the fuck out of some weed. But I was drinking too on these videos. But if you notice, I don't know how long it's been, but I ain't been drinking. I drink still, but I didn't have to drink on the videos. I wanted to. Because that's what I do. So I do not want to promote drug use. Then, it kind of fucked up. And people was calling in there, what you drinking? Let me have a drink with you. They were saying that shit. So I kind of was feeling negative about it. And I did something about it. That's me. If I think something, I'm handling it. I ain't sending a motherfucker go through no goddamn whatever. Now, me. When motherfuckers are allowed, to be who they truly are, I just believe you don't need to do nothing to speak. They're going to show themselves by what they say and do. And I know my life irks a lot of people. So I surely hope them motherfuckers don't think, I care enough to change. Why do you think I do my videos? Why do you think I do these videos? I do these videos to show shit gonna change. Shit is 15 years. Go back 15 years. You'll see. I'm doing the same shit. Shit don't motherfucking change. I'm on this shit till I die. And I'm a need to accept all trolls. Trolling my videos, trolling my accomplishments, talking whatever talk, talking about my daughter, talking about all kind of goddamn shit that ain't got nothing to do with what I'm doing. But it's cool, because at SWU, we require 90 to 100% GPA. That's the only way you fucking getting a diploma. Like I said, you can get a certificate of completion if you finish. All students that go through a full semester can get a certificate of completion. But since we focus on the best, we focus on becoming the best we can be. Most of them up in the students opt to return for another semester, even if they got a B. Even if they got a B plus. Because what the fuck is a certificate? Ain't no real motherfucker going to be happy with a certificate. I offer that to insult them. No motherfucker get the goddamn diploma. And I got my grades, my final grades for my master's program, and every semester I posted on them motherfuckers straight fucking A's. If I can do it, you can do it. That's how I think. And I've been in them streets like a motherfucker. How the fuck can I get straight A's? Because it can be done. And if it can be done, I'm doing it. Period. Motherfuckers want to earn a diploma. That's the motherfuckers that accept. Honesty is the first with being a confident man. A lot of motherfuckers can't be honest. That's why I post my graduation percentage, knowing full well it's low. However, at the end of this semester, I'm going to be proud to graduate a whopping fucking 60%. Rather be down to 20%. Like the fucking Marines or SEALs, Navy SEALs. You know, only a few motherfuckers don't get to do this. Hell of motherfuckers that's qualified to do it get into the program, but only a few motherfuckers graduate. Shit. Only a few. You know, it's fantastic to me, given the fact that my school is only 5 years old. Sidewalk University is growing despite the odds against it. And the students that graduate on a path to succeed. I get a lot of fucking emails from past students thanking me. I have graduated several students that went to their university and got a diploma from it. And told me that they learned more in these 3 months than they learned in them whole 4 years at the school they was at. Why? Because the school taught them about shit. I taught them about themselves. And that they can go from there. If you don't know you, you ain't going nowhere. You just going to be moving. Shit. I'm predicting a greater 2023. Those of you motherfuckers who on the fence, you know, waiting to see if I do better in 2023 or waiting to see how good I did in 2022, stay there. I don't give a fuck. Stay on the fence. I want the motherfuckers who don't choose to wait on shit. I want the motherfuckers who are willing to go get it. That's why. That's the name of our school, go-getters. We the fucking go-getters. We actively pursue what the fuck we want. We want shit for all of 10 seconds. And the rest of the time is spent getting it. Period. If you wanted to engage in higher education, don't you think you need to qualify to enjoy this education you seeking? I ain't got no fucking group. This is not a fucking group. What I have is to further your understanding of the information you gained from the course that you paid for. This is a school. Stop cheating yourself and start treating yourself. Because we all have motherfucking problems. The difference between you and the next guy is how the fuck you go about solving yours. Is it backdoor or is it head on? I've been in the woodshed carving out a lot of tools for you motherfuckers. You know, I've made so much progress with the relaying the information for confidence at SWU, that shit, after graduating, you'd be a bona fide worker for self-employment. If people believe in themselves when they graduate from Sidewalk University, you don't know how important this is. All men have toolboxes. You know, your confidence in my shows are keeping your toolbox pristine, or is your toolbox cluttered, or do you even have tools to put in the toolbox? What tool do you use when you at a stoplight and you see some motherfucker who interests you crossing the street? Or what tool do you use at the DMV you know, when you're supposed to be getting your license renewed, but you get some motherfucking action. Right now, I have a new tool, several new tools for you to have. But believe me, there's going to be plenty more. All chock full of motherfucker this abadabba I be spitting. And if I was you, I'd take advantage of the shit. Go to my site, rosebudtheauthor.com, and check out the pack deals. I got all kind of packs. And even though I have deals for higher numbers than on my site, just mention, I think I have a 10-pack as the highest. Mention you want to get more, if that's the case, and I'll shoot a deal to you. Period. I think I do. When you want to get 8, you pay for 5 and you get 3 free. I'm going to continue in that vein, but I'm probably going to do it to all of them. But that's what you get. But anyway, challenges in life comes in all forms. Shit. I remember when it was a challenge for me to even consider living on the budget. Why would some dude like me, you know, at the time, want to be budgeting? Shit, if it didn't cost enough, I didn't even want it. I just didn't. Me and that nigga Tay used to go to Beverly Hills and pay, I don't know, $75 for a silk t-shirt. And instead of buying that silk t-shirt because it cost so much, we bought every color. And this was in 78, so, you know, that was a lot of goddamn money for a t-shirt. But that was then. You know, now I'm over the t-shirt. I go get what you get. Yeah, I hate it. But ain't no sense in me pretending to be live as fuck when I ain't. Shit. That was a challenge for me to accept, you know, for a long time. Until I realized ain't no motherfucking way I was going to pretend about shit. Accepting that challenge made me think of ways I can display to all my quality and my quantity of man. The kind of man I am. But, you know, if I wouldn't have accepted the challenge of becoming a motherfucker as a big old square, I might, you guys may not have been fortunate enough to have met me. By now, I probably would, if I hadn't done this shit by now, I probably would have sank into the pits of what, you know, most motherfucking dudes who lead the game have, and that, you know, I have to remember. Remember this? Man, remember that, man? You know, I remember this. I remember, man, shit, fuck that. Paving a new road from the years, me new horizons to reach. And reaching them motherfuckers will give me new memories to have. And then I speak on them. I don't want to speak on memories because I do remember. I want to speak on memories because I'm old enough to talk about it. This I got from accepting a small yet big challenge many years ago. And I've had holes, you know, about half a dozen in the last year. Then they come around the motherfucker and they be wanting to hang with it. For whatever reason, from time to time. And then they see it. I ain't trying to fall in love. You know, like this motherfucking square-ass motherfucker. I'm trying to be. I know a square motherfucker fall in love and shit. But my attitude says, I don't care. I serve motherfucking game. So all the motherfucking women, because nothing else matters. My destiny is to make history and be in the Life's Hall of Fame, spitting straight-laced abadabba. It's going to be my tool I use to get there. charging motherfucking bitches was my way of life. And I've been damned if I didn't do that shit, right? Because, you know, I earned my PhD. Because I pimp hoes daily. If you the kind of motherfucking man who's tired of the repetition, who's tired of the procrastination, then make the change. Enroll in Sidewalk University and get laced with this fucking game I got. All right, you know, this is a short one, but I got to go. I got things I got to do. And then I got my class to teach tonight, so I can't be doing this shit too long. Get at me. You know, in November, we got that motherfucking reduced enrollment, but that's going to be for January semester. And I'm saying shit, I think I got it down to $800 with the birthday and the early enrollment combined. I think the early enrollment is 300 off. And I think my birthday is 400. I think. I'm not sure what it is like that. But it do end up saving you some money. Hit me up in November.